cultivating the witness really means identifying yourself as the noticer rather than that which you are noticing. You detach yourself from here, you leave it, and you become the watcher. My spiritual teacher is a man named Nisargadatta Maharaj, who had a book written about him called I Am That, which was a collection of his dialogues. He passed on in 1984. And he lived in Bombay. And Nisargadatta said that if you carry I Am That with you, the cities, the powers will be granted to you. And so I carry this with me, and I read from it, and it's 503 pages. And it's something that I read from almost every day. I quoted it extensively in my new writing. And a woman came to Nisargadatta, who had given up all of his worldly possessions, who was a school teacher from England, who had cancer. And she was pleading with him to listen to her case. And she got very impatient with him and said to him, I have so many problems. And he said, you do not have any problems. And she said, how can you say that? He said, because your body has problems, but you don't have any problems. And she said, but I suffer. And as you heard me say earlier, he said, you do not suffer. Only the person you imagine yourself to be suffers. And then he gave what I consider the most powerful affirmation I've ever heard, which is I use every day. I have it written in my car and on the mirror where I shave in the morning. She said to him, you mean to tell me that you don't have any problems and you don't suffer? And he said to her, ma'am, he said, in my world, nothing ever goes wrong. Now there's an affirmation. In my world, nothing ever goes wrong. I don't live in the world of the body and the ego. I live in the world of the spirit. And I am the witness to all of the rest of this. And I'm not attached to the outcome. I had a patient coming to me when I was a therapist years ago in New York, out on the island, when I was teaching at the university. And her name is Noreen. And Noreen was a chronic depressive, and she came to me depressed and was told that this was a guy who wasn't going to sit around and be your friend, and you weren't going to purchase a friend. We're going to see about changing things, or we're not going to be in therapy together. And she said, I asked her, how long have you been depressed? And she said, I've been depressed for years and years. I said, is there any ever time when you are not depressed? She said, I am always depressed. So I was looking for an entry point. I said, is there any organ in your body, perhaps? Any part of your body that isn't depressed? She said, every organ in my body is depressed. I said, well, let's look at your dreams. When you sleep at night, are you? She said, I go to bed depressed. I take Prozac. I wake up depressed. I eat depressed. There is no part of me that is not depressed. She was really into her depression. And she was. I mean, she looked it and acted it, and she wasn't kidding, and it was serious. I don't make light of it. And I said to her, Noreen, I asked her the key question. I said, tell me, I said, have you been noticing your depression more lately? And she said, yes, I have. That's why I've come to you, because the other therapy hasn't worked, and I really thought maybe you could offer me some hope. So I said, so you have been noticing it more lately? She said, yes. I said, well, then tell me, is the noticer depressed? And she was stumped. And that's where we began, with the noticer, who cannot be depressed. The noticer just is the compassionate witness. That's where you have to go in your life. You want to rid yourself of pain? You want to rid yourself of struggle, of suffering? You begin to observe it and not attach yourself to it. You watch your body do what it has to do. I'm doing it right now. This isn't really me. This is just rent a Wayne Dyer. I am watching it all. And you can see it as you become the compassionate witness and you understand quantum mechanics, you begin to see that where you place your attention, the observer, that which you observe, and keep on observing, that's what you begin to manifest. And the physical world becomes a reflection of how you witness. The observer himself or herself literally affects the outcome. And you can truly learn to manifest and control your coincidences, like us meeting, like my former department head showing up, like all of you who've had these kinds of things happen to you in your life. You can begin through the process of witnessing to see it begin to manifest. If you abandon the doubt, if you erase the past, if you get rid of all the labels, you have got to let go of your Italianness, your Jewishness, your maleness, your conservativeness, your Arizonanness, your blackness, your whiteness, your oldness, your youngness. You are none of those things. You are a spiritual being, divine and eternal. And all the emphasis that you place on this physical world and the physical things that divide us will keep you back in the ego. There are no white people. There are no black people. There are no women. There are no men. As Gandhi said, in heaven, there is no religion. There's nothing to divide any of us. When you see yourself as the witness, you eliminate all of those things. And once you've been able to cultivate the witness, you can begin to observe your body. You can observe your thoughts. You can see that you're not your thoughts. You are that person who is thinking them. And you can literally place your attention on which ones you want and which ones you don't want. And then the fourth key to higher awareness is called shutting down the inner dialogue. Blaise Pascal, the very famous French philosopher and scientist, 17th century, he said, all of man's troubles stem from his inability to sit quietly in a room alone. You will not ever get to know God unless you can get to the field of all possibilities.